His voice was cracking as he spoke. The emotion was welling up inside him so much he could barely keep his composure. He had gotten home from work to find his house empty, a note on the refrigerator saying that she had taken the kids, gone to her mother's house, and that she wanted a divorce. He would be hearing from her lawyer shortly. From that moment forward, his life went into a spiral. He lost his center of gravity. He had to call in to work. He spent the nights crying himself to sleep. He wasn't just sad. He wasn't just angry. He had gone over the edge. He was beside himself. He was thinking about taking extreme actions, things that are unthinkable. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the one question that every man needs to ask himself to completely change this scenario in an instant. I've asked this question of guys who have been in this state and seen them change their entire framework overnight, in minutes really. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. Unfortunately, most guys build their identity around their relationship. We don't pick women based on quality of character or personality or any of that stuff. No, we go for the pretty ones. We go for the ones that'll touch us in all those fun places. And then we proceed to create this illusion to ourselves that this woman is the best woman that we could possibly find. She is the answer to our prayer. She is the goddess to our kingdom, you know? We think that we have found everything that we want. And we proceed to do anything and everything in our power to make this relationship work. We will bend over backwards. We do anything we can to accommodate her. And if at some point we make the enormous mistake of crossing that very thin red line that separates us from being single to being married, then we pay an enormous price for it. If you've ever married a woman like this, whose appearance far exceeded her personality or her character, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. What's interesting is that women understand scarcity mentality in men better than men do. They know the leverage that they have with us. Only about 20 or 30% of most, at most, of men are sought after by women. And the rest of us have to take their scraps. And these women, they understand how to manipulate us. They understand how things work and how we are more than willing to give everything up at the potential for being with a pretty girl. Once we've created this illusion in our mind that this woman is the answer to our dreams, then the stage is set for all the terrible things that come next. The first thing is you're going to notice that she changes within a few years of marriage. Sometimes it can happen really quickly. I talked to a guy last night where within like 3 months she changed, where she literally just changed instantly. But most people get a few years into it because I think children oftentimes lead to this change. But the pursuit is over. You won. At least you think you won. Little did you realize that the pursuit that you were giving was actually into a trap that she had already set. She knew from the very beginning what she wanted. She knew what she wanted you to be her husband. Now, I'm not going to say they're completely devious, because I think that a lot of them are idealistic, just like we are. You know, they think that they're going to get some kind of special relationship and it's going to be really, really wonderful. But again, they're delusional. They're making choices based on characteristics that are not necessarily what they truly want in a man. What they're doing is they're basing it on the transactional nature of the relationship. They're looking for a guy that can provide, you know, protect and provide. So they want money. They want security. They want to feel safe. And so what they believe is going to make them safe is resources. But more often than not, I shouldn't say that, frequently, the resources come at an expense. So in order for a man to accumulate and to maintain a resourceful lifestyle, he's got to dedicate a certain percentage of his time and energy to that pursuit. He's got to continue working. He's got to continue making tons of money. He's got to be, dedicated to his path, to his career, to his mission. And inevitably, that makes women feel insecure because now there is something that's more important to you, the man, than the woman. And she doesn't like that one little bit. She wants to be the most important thing in your life. And so what men end up doing is they try to compensate by making her as important as they can possibly make her, by bending over backwards, by giving into her whims, by giving her more and more autonomy over your life. And inevitably, it's just a matter of time before she loses interest and she finds that you're boring, that you're not the same exciting guy that she met way back when. And the reason why you're not that guy is because she has shaped you into something that she wanted you to be. And that's not what she wants at all. I guess the moral of this little story is that women don't really know what they want. So don't try to be something that you think is going to make them happy, because there is a good chance that you're just walking into a trap that she doesn't even realize she's setting for both of you. You're probably going to end up regretting being that guy. Anyway, back onto the main story. So these guys, they find themselves in these situations. They get that to that place where it's very clear things are not going well. Things are breaking down. The relationship is not what either of you want it to be. You're in it to keep the kids happy, to maintain peace, you know. You're just trying to coexist for the most part. And inevitably, that's going to wear out. You know, you're going to get to a place where you just can't deal with it anymore. And one of you is going to pull the plug on it. 75 to 80% of the time, she's the one that's going to do it. And she's only going to do it when it's convenient for her, when she's already made the arrangements necessary for her to get what she wants out of this situation. Whether it's getting her name on the deed of the house, or it's setting up another man, or getting access to funds that she didn't have access to before, there's gonna be some event that's going to lead to this process unfolding, and you're not gonna realize it until you get that note on the refrigerator telling you that she's gone to her parents' house and she's taking the kids with her. And probably there's gonna be a little addendum at the end. Please pack up your stuff and be gone by Thursday. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And that's when I get the call. Yes, that's when they call John. Better call John. Oh my God, my life just collapsed. What am I gonna do now? So let me take you back to our opening scene. Guy's on the phone with me. He's telling me his story. And it's just like what I told you. You know, beautiful girl. Showing me the picture. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. You see how beautiful she is, John? She's beautiful. I love her so much. My whole life is around her. I'm looking at the bridges nearby. I'm trying to figure out which one I can jump from in order to end it all, because I just can't stand the thought of living without this woman in my life. I can't even imagine what life would be like if she wasn't with me. This is the illusion, the delusion that we have created in our heads, built around this idea that this woman is the center of our world, that she is more important than life itself. Please, bear with me here. I know this sounds crazy, but I swear to God, this is happening all the time, every day. There's a man out there right now looking up, Googling bridges. It's sad. It's sad. It's terrible. It's horrific. So here is the way I break the spell. This is how I break the spell of this delusion, because it is a delusion. After I hear the whole story, you know, how it all unfolded, the beginning, the middle, the end, the terrible tragedy at the end, you know, the crying, the can't sleep at night, you know, I'm gonna quit my job, my life sucks, my parents hate me. Oh, and then there's the shame and the guilt. Oh, women love using shame and guilt. You know, if you've ever done anything wrong, yeah, she'll forgive you. Yeah, that's the trick. She'll forgive you. And then she'll bring it up every single time she's unhappy. Every single time. And this poor guy, he was riddled with shame. Riddled with it. 10 years ago, he fooled around. You know, she has not forgotten. You know, she said, I'll forgive you. And then every single time he does anything, that upsets her, she pulls that one out of the hat. You know, that's the magic trick that she uses to get him to conform to whatever she wants. Oh, and there was that time, you remember? Remember with that woman? Remember what you did? You're a bad man, you know? And he even started the conversation off with me. He said, John, you talk about how women are so bad. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man. What bullshit, man. This poor guy, he didn't know which way was up. He didn't know what day of the week it was. He was so lost in his, I don't know what you're going to call it, this toxic soup of sadness and guilt and shame. He was just so deep in it. Anyway, so here's what I asked him. What do you like about her? And he just stopped. The conversation just went cold. And he just looked into the camera at me. And I could tell his brain was working. He was really trying to think of something. And he said, well, she's not a good cook. I don't like the way she cooks. And we don't like the same stuff on TV. We don't like the same entertainment. We don't have the same friends. We don't like doing the same things for fun. And he said, well, really, what is it about her that you like so much? I mean, does she have anything? And he said, but we like our children. We like parenting. We're good at that. Like, I don't think that's it, man. And then he just sat and thought about it for like at least another 30 or 40 seconds. He said, you know, you're right. I don't think I like her at all. Like, and then I finally, this is the question that kills it. This is the question that throws him over the edge. If she were a guy, if she were a dude, would you hang out with her? No. The answer is inevitably no, I would not. Why not? Because you don't like her. You would not hang out with her. If she didn't have the equipment, you would not be with her. So why would you dedicate your life to a human being who just happens to be attractive to you in the moment that you don't like? You don't even like them. And how can you tell me that you love her when you don't even like her? Really, come on. Let's get real here. You don't even like her. And that is the serious situation that most men find themselves in. They have told themselves to the point that, you know, they are 100% believers, that they are completely sold on the idea that this woman is the single most important thing in their life, that they love her with all their heart. But when they stop and break it down and they start looking at the actual transactions that they have, the interactions they have on a daily basis, and the things they enjoy doing, and the food they enjoy eating, and the shows they enjoy watching, and the events they like going to, and the friends that they have, and how they are when they're together, when they're alone, together, in the car, doing anything. Do they have fun? Is it fun? Are you enjoying yourself? Do you like this person? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. If she were a dude, I would not hang out with her. So why are you going to throw yourself off a bridge for somebody you don't even like? Really, come on, man. Let's talk about it. Why would you do that? And I swear, by the end of the conversation, these guys are rolling. They're laughing because they see the absurdity of it. Now, I know it's just a momentary thing, and then there's a long way to go to healing from this situation for all of them. But it breaks the spell. It breaks the spell of the idea that they are in love. You know, I talk about the pink mist cutting off your prefrontal cortex. I think that stuff is, you know, it gets stuck in there. It's like it's toxic. It gets into your tissues and it just continuously like infects your thought process, and you can't think straight when it comes to this woman. And so much of it is just out of our imagination. It's not real. It's just a product of our imagination completely. So if you're out there in the world looking for a woman, or you want to, or you are attracted to a woman, man, you gotta like her. Here's the thing that you guys don't realize about pretty women, is they get old. They don't look so pretty anymore. Like, the prettiness is transient. It goes away. It goes away. Here's the thing that I learned from the Kardashians, because I saw them all without their makeup on once. And I'll tell you something, they're not all that cute. They really are not that cute. And I think most women realize that. Most women see through the smoke and mirrors that people like the Kardashians use to create the illusion of beauty. And that's what it is. It's an illusion of beauty. And the Kardashians did the male world a terrible disservice, because they taught all the average women in the world that they could look beautiful if they just used certain techniques. And that's what's happened. So now any average girl can be an Instagram model. You know, they can fool you into thinking that they are all that, that they are just so beautiful. And you know, my guy that I was talking to the other day, his girl was cute. I mean, she was pretty, but she wasn't all that. You know, I mean, she was the girl next door. You know, she was pretty. You know, his lack of self-esteem and his scarcity mentality turned her into this goddess. And that really is the sad thing, is this poor guy, he didn't think of himself as being that attractive. And he was a brilliant guy. He's a software engineer. He's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. He's working for one of the big companies. And he really doesn't see the quality that he brings as a man to the life of a woman. And I don't know why that is. Maybe that's just a cultural thing, but whatever. But we men need to understand that we bring enormous amounts of value to a relationship, and we cannot allow ourselves to fall into the trap of overlooking a woman's character just because she's attractive. I've made other videos about this, you know, on the pretty girl paradox thing. I mean, it's just that. You got to see them for what they really, really are. If this is not somebody you would hang out with based on their personality, then why would you marry them? You know what I mean? Like, if you just see the way you interact with them on a day-to-day basis and you know, do you have common interests? Do you enjoy the same books? Do you enjoy the same leisure activities? Do you have hobbies? Do you have anything in common with this person? Do you have the same spiritual beliefs, the same outlook on life, the same goals? I mean, what is it that makes this relationship meaningful to you? Because when you start breaking it down, you're gonna probably find out that there's not a lot there. You know, well, she's pretty. Like, that sounds stupid. No offense, but that sounds stupid. And I know, because I have said it. I've used those words. I have justified. I have rationalized my own marriage. Well, she's really pretty. Yeah, 20 years of she's really pretty. Yeah, it's not worth it, my friend. It's not worth it. Now, I have to give her some credit. I have to give my ex-wife some credit, because I got a ton of wisdom from that 20 years of marriage. Ton of it. You know, I've spent, you know, a decade now reflecting on the shit show that was that life, and I am glad that it's over. But I can see that the mistakes that I made in my own relationship are made every day in every way with guys all over the planet. And when I talk to them, it's always a shock to me that just how similar these experiences are to the same experiences I've had and to the same experiences I've heard from hundreds of guys. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this video. That's all I got for you. You know, if you are going through one of these things and you're looking for bridges in your neighborhood, please go to my website. Even just book a 15-minute free session. I think I can get you off the bridge, okay? And if you need someone to talk to and you're trying to rebuild your life and you want to do life 2.0, sign up for some coaching. You know, I think that once you start seeing how you put the pieces together for recovering from a bad marriage and getting your life back together and starting to see yourself for who you really are and the value that you bring to your own life, I think then you won't even be worried about relationships anymore. You know, you're gonna be too busy doing your own thing and being happy in your own skin, in your own life. You won't have time for them. You won't have time for them. And that's when the best ones come along, when you have to make time for them because you're just too busy living your life. You know? Anyway, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed the video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who's going through a tough time, please share it with them. Till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.